We're finishing off Rav Chalap and Parshat Korach. Our subject had been the idea of unity in Israel. Rav Chalap had discussed that within man there is desire to greatness. And that desire is really a reflection of where man can reach. And so when Korach desires to be the high priest, there's truth to that desire. The issue with Korach's desire was that Korach's desire was not connected to unity. If Korach's desire would have been connected to Am Yisrael being one body, then Korach would have sensed that when Aaron is going into the Holy of Holies, so is he. Aaron should have, Korach sensed it's either me or him going into the Holy of Holies. And I don't want him, I want me. So in that sense, when Korach says, I desire to be in the Holy of Holies, you're right in desiring that. But you should have sensed the realization of that when Aaron's representing you there. And this is what the Mishnah says. What is a machloket for the sake of, that's not for the sake of heaven, that's the machloket, that's the argument of Korach and his men. What do you mean that's an argument that's not for the sake of heaven? It's much worse than that. Korach and his men denied Moshe's prophecy. Moshe, we saw two parshiot ago, Hashem says, he's the one I trust. He's the most trusted one in my house. And they're saying he's a liar. Why does the Mishnah say, Korach and his men, that's a machloket not for the sake of heaven? At first glance, it would seem like Korach and his men was much, much more severe than that. The Mishnah here was revealing to us the root of why things got complicated in our parsha. The root of it all is the idea of unity. If I can connect to the concept that we are united, we're all in the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever I'm doing is not a question of me. I'm a part of a greater whole, and I'm doing it on behalf of the greater whole. And there's no way that I could serve Hashem the way I should, unless I'm a part of that greater whole. The essence of Korach's machlokes, as Rashi says in the beginning of the parsha, was Vayikach Korach. Korach said, it's me. I have to serve Hashem. If I walk into Shmona Esrei and it's only my tefillah that matters, then my tefillah doesn't get accepted. Tefillah gets accepted, Chazal say, when you enter shul and you say, I am praying as part of the greater whole. Chazal say, before we start our Shmona Esrei, a person is supposed to pause and think, I am standing here before my Creator as a representative, a part of the greater whole of Am Yisrael. I'm talking to the Ron Shom, all of Shmona Esrei is in the plural. Only the last, Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Merah. Only that's in the singular. Everything else is about all Klal Yisrael. A guy once asked me before Yom Kippur, he says, how can I say, al-chet shechatanu begilui arayot? I'm supposed to say, God forgive me for what I did with gilui arayot, the illicit relationships. I haven't had any illicit relationships. The guy said to me, well, what does that mean? How can I say that? I said, you don't say, al-chet shechatati. You don't say, I transgressed with illicit relationships. You say, shechatanu. You're standing here on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. There are some things that are relevant to you. There are some things that are relevant to other people. So Korach was able to argue on Aaron's right to Kehuna because Korach was focused on me as a separate entity from all of Am Yisrael. And that's what Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha, Vayikach Korach lakach atzmo letzad echad. Korach stood alone. What do I want? If my approach to the issue stems from a self-centered approach, an approach that is devoid of the connection to the unity of Klal Yisrael, then everything else can evolve from it to the point of denying Moshe's prophecy being true. The root of it all was Korach's stance of being a standalone. He wants to be the one to serve Hashem. And if we think about it, to a certain degree, that is the epitome of self-service. Our goal in the service of Hashem is not, it's not about me. It's about doing the will of Hashem, and it doesn't really matter if it's me or someone else. And in that vein, there isn't room for competition. There's room to get the best job done. Competition can destroy a company, right? If this department says, I'm not giving that department the information, I want my department to discover it. But the other department is more equipped. If your goal is that the company succeeds, so then we work in cohesion. That's what happened here also between the two, the Shin Bet, the Mossad, the Shabak. There were times where things got destroyed, people got killed because they wouldn't share information. Because each department, it happened with the FBI and the CIA, they say about 9/11. That information wasn't shared because each department has to be the successful one. Then we're not serving the people in that allegory.
And
in
the
Korach, why was he not content with Aaron serving Hashem? Because it was about him. It wasn't about the service of Hashem.
But how is that comparable to different branches of secret service not sharing information with each other? That's the disconnect.
If our goal is a common goal, then it doesn't bother me if you're the one to succeed. If our goal is a common goal, the service of Hashem, then there's no problem for Korach that Aaron's the one in the Holy of Holies.
But because that wasn't his goal, his goal was self-service, he took issue with Aaron because it wasn't him who had to do that.
And the root of it was he connected to the unity of Klal Yisrael.
That he did connect?
He did not connect. Oh, okay. Had he been connected, then he wouldn't have felt threatened that someone else has a different task than him. We had a class yesterday where we discussed that every person plays a leading role and a supportive role. No one can be a leader in everything. It doesn't matter where you're holding. There are areas where you must play a supportive role. If you're the leader of your shul, you have to be supportive of the general community. If you're the leader of the community, you have to be supportive of the general council of the city. If you're the leader of the city, you have to play the supportive role of the state. If you're the leader of the state, you have to play the supportive role of the general government. And even if you're the head of state, you still have a supportive role to the world. In every position, you should be both leader to those beneath you, but the supportive role to the greater good, whatever you can tap into. I can only be in a supportive role if I see the greatness in our unity, and I see the greatness, the connection. Not everything has to be me. Yeah?
Even though we march forward and Hashem's will seems to be getting done, we still feel it's a great tragedy on some level if we lose any individual along the way. It's kind of a conflict because, 8%, according to Midrash, didn't leave Egypt, and people assimilated all along, and even with all the tourists that, the problems that we have, let's say, with these alternative movements, we don't want them just to disappear from Judaism. Yet it might hasten Hashem's plan if they did. So, it's hard to get a handle on it. Because, on the one hand, you want to keep Korach's followers in the fold, but you don't want them following Korach.
Yeah, yeah. It's a challenge.
Some leaders have to make the point. Where do you cut off?
It's a challenge, right? Right. Sometimes there's a limb that's gangrene, and you have no choice. It's endangering the body. There are such scenarios, but remember that Moshe faltered by pulling the baby out of the mortar. He said, "Ribbono Shel'Olam, we're going to lose a child." Ribbono Shel'Olam said, "Take one out, and you'll see what'll happen with him." And that one caused tremendous destruction to the people of Israel. So I'm saying we see in Moshe that desire for unity, where the Ribbono Shel'Olam even challenges him and says, "You think it's not good? I'm telling you it's for his good and the world's good that this child is dying. But you want, you try."
Like Moshe could turn around and say, "You did it with Israel."
Okay.